Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nate Horner, the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, and Rural Economic Development for the province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
No problem at all. Pleasure to be with you this morning.
All right. Main topic we wanted to discuss today is we've seen this these proposed Health Canada labeling requirements for ground beef and pork. This is getting a lot of pushback from some livestock producer groups here in this province where they're requesting an exemption for that. Why don't you guys take us through what kind of the sort of situation is now with that?
Sure. So, yeah, this is a proposed regulation by Health Canada, one that, you know, my office has been working on for many weeks now with our federal counterparts in both agriculture and health to try to get them to take another look at this and have some sober second thought and realize what a ridiculous potential policy this is. But what they're proposing is to put a high and saturated fat label on ground meat, front of package label, which essentially, you know, looks and feels like a warning label, or that's the way it's taken by many producers. So we have a few issues with this, you know, namely many other whole single ingredient foods like milk, eggs, vegetables are exempt from these practices. And the rationale is for milk, for example, they would say that, you know, there's no reasonable way that people can get enough calcium in their diet, and that's the rationale for why it's left out. We think that ground meat, in much the same way, there's no other reasonable way that people can get enough zinc, iron, especially vitamin B12. So we feel that it's that is unfair, but also the fact that they're not taking into account that once cooked, these foods do not exceed a saturated fat threshold. So they're not even taking into account the way the product's actually consumed. Beyond that, no other jurisdiction in the world has this. You know, this is something that we have in abundance and are able to export to other countries, countries that are, you know, mostly focused on food affordability and food security. So we think it's misguided at the very least, and we desperately want them to reconsider and back down on this.
And do you think that there's sort of the worry there that if the feds do go through this, that this could have a somewhat of an impact on kind of the market for ground meat and those kinds of things with this?
Yeah, well, we don't see any good. It's all speculative, but I don't see any good outcomes. You know, I guess we'll see what, well, hopefully we won't, but we'll see how consumers respond to seeing this label. But, you know, a lot of speculation about what message this sends to, say, our American neighbors. We have a very fluid border with, you know, live cattle and boxed meat, very integrated North American market. And we're looking at other markets all the time in a really changing, you know, geopolitical landscape. There's a lot of countries that are hungry for protein of all kinds, and we don't know what kind of message this will send to them. You know, we're eagerly, you know, seeking new export destinations, but yet we're the only country in the world that has this, what's perceived as a warning label. It definitely leaves more questions than answers.
And you talk about some of the economic stuff there. Like, I certainly remember back when, you know, mad cow disease was a big thing and, you know, how much of an impact that had on livestock producers in this province. And do you think that, with these sort of proposed things from the feds here, that this could sort of affect the economic impact of kind of the livestock sector in this province?
Well, I was at the beef conference in Red Deer for the last 2 days, and it's definitely felt as a targeted move by the federal government, by our producers. You know, they feel that they've been through a tough couple of years. You know, the drought and pricing and input pricing, many challenges, and this really feels like an unforced, unneeded challenge being brought on by our federal government, and it definitely makes people question what is the why. We don't think it is based in science. We don't believe it's about nutrition. You know, our provincial dietitian and our health minister our health minister joined us at the press release and made clear that this is a staple, and it's an affordable staple and an important part of people's diets and something we have in abundance. So it does make you question the why.
And I know that some of the producer associations, the beef producers, cattle feeders, Alberta Pork, you know, they've all been kind of calling for this as well. How much work is kind of going on between kind of your office and your ministry with you know, some of the working with these industry groups out there on this issue?
Well, we try to collaborate as much as we can. Definitely different lanes for an industry group or for the provincial government, but we're definitely all trying to work towards that end. I should add, you know, Canadian Cattlemen have started a campaign called Don't Label My Beef. And if people want to check it out, go to don'tlabelmybeef.ca. It's a good way to get involved in the campaign and petition MPs from across the country to understand, you know, what a ridiculous initiative this is, and hopefully convince them to convince the health minister and the powers that be to stand down.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add a little personal question as well. And I know, Minister, you've mentioned to me before, you got your own kind of, I guess, farming operation down where you live. What are kind of some of the things that are keeping you busy on your farm over this last little bit here?
Oh, it's a great question. Unfortunately, I haven't been home in what feels like many weeks, so... The main struggle was rain, so we're great to have pretty general rain across the south. A lot of the areas that really needed it got it. So that was one of the main challenges. Most of the crops in the ground this way, and now it should germinate, and people are branding calves and about to get on with summer. So things look a lot better than they did a few weeks ago.
Well, hopefully we get some more of that rain up here in the northwestern part of the province soon. Anyhow, the Ag Minister for the province of Alberta, Nate Horner, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity.